Good morning. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb Asgrow, here with you on WGIL Radio this morning for our weekly episode of Ag Talk. Apologize for turning in a rerun for last week. So if you thought it was a little odd that I was referring to Thanksgiving coming up when Thanksgiving was already passed, I didn't get a new program recorded last week. So I was lazy, and when I'm lazy and don't get one recorded, they throw on an old episode. So hopefully you all had a great Thanksgiving, had plenty to eat, had your fill of both food and family, and have been enjoying the nice thaw that we've had this week, along with some moisture. So got a little blast of winter, 2 or 3 inches of snow that stuck around a lot longer than we probably thought it was going to, and gave us a little taste of what winter has in store for us. Nice to get some moisture this week. Been a lot of farm folks, kind of talking about how dry it is, and will we get enough moisture this winter and next spring to get the soil recharged, and will we be in a moisture deficit situation next year? And you know us and the weather, right? We're either talking about what we don't like about the weather, or we're reminiscing about what we didn't like about the weather earlier this year or last year or some other year, or we're speculating what we're not going to like about next year's winter, or we're worrying about next year's winter, or we're, you know, talking about what's the winter going to be like. And here's the truth. Winter's going to be whatever the hell it wants to be, and we'll deal with it. Okay, so I don't know what the weather's going to do, and whatever it is, good chance it'll be not exactly what we were wanting the weather to do. But took actually the nicest day of this week, which was Thursday. It's beautiful out Thursday. Spent 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon inside the Peoria Farm Show over in Peoria, and hadn't been to the Peoria Farm Show in several years, actually. I don't remember the last time I had been there, and I was shocked at how much smaller the show had gotten. I mean, I knew there are a lot of vendors that used to go. I work for one that used to go that doesn't go anymore, and a lot of others have followed suit as well. And things are just times are different. People enjoy doing different things. People buy differently. People shop differently. If you want to see something, all you got to do is pull it up on your phone. You don't have to go to a farm show to see something anymore. Now, it was nice. I did run into, in 2 or 3 hours there, I ran into, gosh, probably 50 people I knew. So saw a lot of people that popped into the farm show, and I hit up a couple of my favorite tool vendors that are there, and got some supplies since I was over there. But if you haven't been in a few years and you remember how big the show used to be, you might be surprised the next time you go. It's it's easier to walk than it used to be. It's all in one spot, all in one level. Doesn't even fill up the area that they use in the Civic Center for the show. So, but anyway, hopefully. Whatever you've been up to this week has been productive. A lot of grain being moved. It's December already, so hard to believe that the year is almost over, and a lot of grain gets moved in December. We've got some grain to haul, and so there'll be a lot of semi trucks on the road. A lot of grain moves this time of year. Farmers. Big income month for farmers typically is December, selling stuff before the end of the year, trying to work on taxes and do bookwork and figure out, do we need to spend more money before the end of the year, Or do we need to put some expenses off until next year? Do we defer some income into next year? I haven't quite figured this out yet. Maybe you can explain this to me. But it seems like for tax purposes, I've always made enough money that, you know, I'm looking for some expenses so that I'm not paying as much tax. But yet I don't have, you know, my books say I need to spend some money, but yet I don't have any. So I haven't quite figured out how that works yet. On paper I made money, and if I made money, you'd think I'd have some, but for whatever reason I don't. So poor money management on my part, perhaps. Maybe you have some helpful tips on how to make that work out better. So. Anyway, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of the decisions that farmers make this time of year and things that are on our mind in addition to the weather, looking ahead to what next year will bring. Hi. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrove, back with you here on WGIL Radio. And before the break, I mentioned this is kind of a busy accounting time of year for farmers. So we've got bills to pay at the end of the year. We've got inputs to purchase for next year. We've got grain to market. We've got maybe more grain to sell, maybe grain to deliver that you've already sold. December is a lot of, especially for grain farmers, a lot of our income comes in after harvest. You might sell some of your crop at harvest. You might sell some, you know, now in December. You might store some or keep some to sell next summer. Just kind of depends on how you like to market your grain. Do you have storage? Do you need money for cash flow purposes? You know, it's different for everybody, but a lot of times on a farming operation, your income kind of comes in chunks. You don't get, you know, you don't get a paycheck every 2 weeks as a farmer. You earn income when you sell something that you produced, and if you sell everything that you produced after harvest, then a lot of your income comes in, you know, right around that time period. And, you know, sometimes you have enough extra income that you want to prepay some expenses for next year. And so it's good to, you know, have an idea where you're at on your books. And so working with your accountant or your bookkeeper or whoever it is that's helps you with that sort of stuff to know where you're at the end of the year is important. And it seems like in our household, there's always a little bit of a scramble there at the end of the year to try to figure out, okay, do we need to spend some more money this year or do we not? But what a lot of farmers will do is, you know, look ahead to next year, and we know right now grain prices are pretty good, but they're lower than they were at this time a year ago. And prospects for grain prices in 24 are not as rosy as they were in 23. And who knows what's going to happen with, you know, in the world as far as geopolitical and economical factors, and then obviously the weather and, you know, this war and that war and this trade situation and that trade situation, exchange rates, and it's extremely, extremely complicated to try to figure out, you know, what commodity prices are going to be. And really it's the farmer's job to try to raise the best crop they can raise, to try to raise it as economically as they can, and then try to market it the best that they can. And that marketing piece tends to be, you know, one of the biggest challenges for a lot of us is to, because it's a big deal. If you do a good job of marketing, versus a poor job of marketing, whoo-wee, that makes a big difference to the old bottom line. So anything we can do a little better job marketing our grain, that helps a lot, you know, because if you do a better job marketing, well, you don't have to have the best yield you've ever had to be profitable, and you don't have to pinch every single penny you can pinch to be profitable. But if you don't have bumper yields, or you don't do a great job marketing, well, then controlling your costs becomes more important. And the challenge for farmers is a lot of the things that you could do to control costs might reduce your yield. It might reduce your ability to, cover your acres effectively. It might reduce your ability to get your work done timely. It might reduce your ability to driving around in a new pickup truck like one of your neighbors, has been doing lately. Who knows? But the money that we invest back into our farming operations, is either to improve or expand or, do a better job with something. It's always nice to have equipment that doesn't break down all the time. I've talked about that before. We don't have anything that's even remotely new on our farm because, to me, new equipment has always been, I've considered it to be a luxury that we can't afford. And so we run used equipment, and used equipment means that it's going to be down for repairs more. You're going to have more expensive repairs, and you have to balance that versus, how much more would it cost to have new stuff? Or, should we get closer to new? Do you want to run 20-year-old stuff? Do you want to run 40-year-old stuff? Do you want to run 2-year-old stuff? Do you want to run brand new stuff? What do you want to do? And that varies for every different person and every different situation. I happen to be blessed with my son's help, with a good mechanic that can fix a lot of stuff, and so that makes it a little easier for us to maybe run some older equipment that we can hopefully save a little bit of money on. That's the idea anyway. So as you're looking ahead to next year, what changes do you want to make or need to make or should you make in your operations? Anything different you want to do next year? This is the time of year that that farmers are thinking about that kind of stuff. And might be in the budget to make some changes, might not be in the budget to make some changes. And I guess as you're looking ahead to next year and beyond in your operation, hopefully you see some things that that get you enthused, get you excited, and make you want to keep doing what we do. So anyway, take care, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.